right, my talkers, we are hanging out with Lori and Julia on this beautiful fall-like Monday afternoon. What a day it is, and it's going to get even better because Lori and Julia are here to take you guys home with a fun show, right, guys?
Oh, we have so much fun to talk about. But let's talk about making a movie, you guys, before we get to Weekend Grand Fame. We've started.
That was fun.
Yeah.
That today was, you guys were rocking it. You guys picked the part, and you perfectly matched it.
Oh,
it was
beautiful. We'll see.
I'm
feeling good, though. I'm feeling real good, and I'm feeling real good over the fact that we're unscripted.
Yeah.
That's the best. I've heard the other shows talking about learning their lines, and I thought, I am so glad.
Well, we'll see what happens. Yes. We will see what happens.
Yeah.
And what we're talking about, today's the kickoff for Project Down and Dirty, and our film festival is this Friday night. I guess all the VIP tickets are gone, you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there's other tickets available. And I asked Brooke, because my mom asked me this, she goes, how am I going to see these four movies? And Brooke said, oh, we're working on a virtual ticket. It'll be something probably after Friday night.
I was with mom today, and I didn't want to say too much about it.
Yeah, no, they'll totally have that. Because they've done that for other ones where you'll pay like maybe 20 bucks or something.
For charity.
For charity, and you'll be able to see that because not everyone's going to be able to go. And like our moms are.
Yeah, my mom wants to watch it, but she can't make it either. Right.
Yeah. So that's kind of exciting. And then we're going to be broadcasting from the West End Showplace Icon. Is that open to the public? I have no idea. Mm-mm. No, that's just our theater where we're broadcasting
that's
from.
That's just where we're going to be.
And we'll be
in the heart of films, trying to have, you know, an immersive experience of becoming.
And we're raising money for the Alexander House. So when we beg for $10 or $20, people, please, think of the 20 years of enjoyment you've gotten from us. You can think of it as a dollar a year if you really want to be, of us as an inexpensive
date.
There you go.
Because this is not our strength, the fundraising part of it.
Okay, so.
And it stresses Julia out, which then it trickles over to me.
Because I want to do
over to Grant.
Yeah,
and, and anyway, it's just a lot. It's just a lot going on. Plus the excitement of shooting all these scenes, which we're doing day and night.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's what's happening right now, because the donations have started.
Oh, they have?
Yes, they have. And our charity is Alexandra House. And earlier, Lori, I don't know if you were here when we had Tina Bronson on from Alexandria House.
I was here.
Oh, you were here. Yeah. Talking about everything that they do. It's one of the largest domestic and sexual violence organizations in Minnesota, and everything they do to help women get their life back, help them be safe in a safe situation. And we're going to interview people all week, but we have zero donations.
Of course, because we didn't know
it was open.
I thought it was open tomorrow.
I was thinking tomorrow, too. Well, Jason and Alexis have $1,217. Mm-hmm. Bradley and Colleen have $305.
Heck yeah.
And they auctioned off a name. Whoever gave you the biggest donation in an hour, they would include that name in their movie.
That's fun.
I thought so. And Don and Steve have 100, and we have 0.
Yeah.
So all you go is My Talk, and it's right there on the front. You just click on it and click on how to donate. Super easy.
All right. So Julia and I had the same Weekend Claim to Fame, Fashionopolis, on Friday night at the beautiful, beautiful Four Seasons, Minneapolis, St. Paul Magazine. This fashion show was incredible. Did we see 60?
We saw so many looks. And it was
70s, 80s, 90s, a Bridgerton, and then a 21st century. It was all these collections, and our fashion catalyst, Grant Whitaker, is the, you know, he puts it all together. But it was fantastic. The clothes, the music, the different size models and men and women and the looks and how rowdy it was and how beautiful the Four Seasons were.
It was unbelievable. And it was put on by Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine. It was also to celebrate their 50-year anniversary.
Well, I'm telling you.
So there were looks from each of the decades.
Yeah, it was so fantastic.
It was so fun. It was so decadent. We saw a lot of our friends here from around the building there as well.
We saw all of our Fox friends.
We saw our Fox, our Channel 5, our... what else did we see?
I thought I was going to have to put a muzzle on you and Kendall Mark, because at one point you were getting shushed by the people behind you.
Actually, they were fans.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, people were like, wow, It was so fun.
And the looks that people wore, that was the thing. You were more dressed up than I was, but I was just black. But there were some really great looks there.
I'll say. And people turned out. I thought it was in New York City for a second.
It was great. It was, I don't know, that was so much fun.
It was. It just was the vibe in the air, and people were like so glad to be out, and the Four Seasons is stunning.
Stunning.
That was going to be my question. How
stunning.
Gorgeous. Amazing. That the restaurant and the bar that they have, just absolutely gorgeous.
Cool.
And the fresh flowers. And they had one place where they were doing photos. Of course, Julia and I didn't take a photo there, but they had a mannequin, and it was a dress. The mannequin dress was all made of flowers.
Oh,
it was beautiful.
We took a picture of the dress.
Yeah.
It was great. But Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine, their events. That was so fun.
Yeah.
People should go.
I bet they worked on that for a damn year. And Grant must have worked on that for 3 months. It was just incredible.
It was so fun.
And the closing song, where all the models come out in their last looks, one of the greatest songs from the 70s, hit it, Grant. The music was just so... Anyway, big congratulations to everybody who worked on that show. And it was just... It was really fun.
You know? Looked like it.
Until tried to get home in an Uber.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. What was the cost?
Well, I don't know. We ordered so many. We're not sure. I have not dug into my charges yet.
Might have had some cancellation fee.
Oh, we had many. Between Lyft and Uber. Because Lori's like, we'll just take a cab. Well,
yeah, take a taxi.
Well, we tried.
We tried, but no taxis at the Four Seasons.
Oh, no. Oh.
So then we had to get into the line of the...
Join the
21st century. The Uber was a bummer.
But people were very confused and jumping in the wrong cars. And
Like us.
But other people were.
I drove in a car of a mom and a daughter. They were waiting to pick up someone. I just got
in the car.
Because I thought it was our Uber.
I know.
We kept reading license plates. Oh, my gosh. Well, we need an Uber lesson, apparently. Because it's not our thing.
Well, I mean, I've never gotten a nasty text from a Lyft driver before. And I did.
She got a bad one. Isn't that bad?
Yeah.
No, serious. You don't want to be scolded by someone that you're paying to take you home.
No, that's
well,
true.
Well, maybe we forgot to get in that person's car. Like all of them.
Yeah.
We really were Lucy
it was
and
Lucy
Ethel.
And Ethel moment.
Because
sure.
We had no idea how to do it. Seriously.
They make it as simple as possible.
No, they do. But there were
500 people doing it.
Yep.
There probably were 100 people
and that makes it impossible.
And it really was.
In the same area. Yeah.
Same hotel.
Yeah. Four Seasons. Get your taxi line ready to go now.
Oh, that's great.
That was
all
funny.
Right. Listen, we come back. It's our story we can't get enough of.
I'm excited about the news.
Yeah. So, superstar Rihanna is going to take the stage for the Super Bowl. I don't think we've ever heard the news of who's performing at the Super Bowl this early. In the year, but you know, remember the Taylor Swift rumor was going around, and maybe Jay-Z wanted to just shut it down, and we're like, okay, we're going to go ahead and let it be known. And we've got Deb Roberts from ABC has the latest about the halftime show.
Take over football's biggest night. Music superstar and beauty mogul Rihanna dropping a hint seen around the world on Instagram. Her hand holding an NFL football, sparking a million likes in just 1 hour.
The news is almost more exciting for Rihanna fans than Super Bowl fans necessarily, because it's been 6 years since she put out any music at all.
The NFL confirming Rihanna's halftime show, which will be sponsored by Apple Music and produced by Roc Nation. Roc Nation's founder Jay-Z posting, Rihanna's a generational talent, a woman of humble beginnings who surpassed expectations at every turn, a person born on the small island of Barbados who became one of the most prominent artists ever. It's a long anticipated return for the music icon, who for years has focused on building her multi-billion-dollar Fenty beauty empire and being a mom to her 4-month-old son with rapper A$AP Rocky. Rihanna's last project, Anti, released in 2016, and it's been 4 years since her last live performance at the Grammys. The halftime show announcement, a major shift for the pop star, who previously turned down the role, speaking out against the NFL about the perceived blacklisting of quarterback Colin Kaepernick, whose protest against racial injustice sparked backlash. telling Vogue, I couldn't dare do that. For what? Who gains from that? Not my people. I just couldn't be a sellout. I couldn't be an enabler. There's things within that organization that I do not agree with at all, and I was not about to go and be of service to them in any way.
The NFL, at least outwardly, in terms of entertainment, has changed its tune quite a bit. And in the years since Roc Nation took over, it's been a very concerted effort to have people of color on the show.
There's no word yet on whether Rihanna will have somebody else share the stage with her on the Super Bowl February 12th, but she's already getting a little bit of advice from Dr. Dre, who headlined last year's event, you may remember. He says she should surround herself with good people and she will blow us away. An understatement, of course. This is the first time, by the way, that Apple has sponsored the event. So I think we can expect to hear on social media little dribs and drabs over the next 4 months, guys.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, okay, so will she open with SOS and will Eminem come out? Or
wouldn't that be super, you know, fun?
Something. That would be
Eminem,
fun.
You know, was on the stage last year for the one song. Or
it'd be super fun. Here's the deal. This
she has
is
so
this,
many songs.
She is. Were you so excited about this news? I'm so excited.
I really was.
Last time I saw her in concert, she just didn't show up. It was right before, I think she was burnt out and done, but it was her concert tour. Colleen and Bradley went too, and we both had the same thing, like, oh my gosh. And then we've been hearing for a few years that maybe her voice isn't that great and she doesn't want to sing. I've read that a couple of places.
I never heard that. It was 100% Fenty Beauty. And she was probably burned out on making music, the cycle of putting an album out every 2 years.
Going on a tour.
And she's like, hey, why can't I be like Beyonce and Adele? You know, they wait 4, 5, 6 years before they put out an album. It's good enough for them.
Dr. Dre gave her a little bit more advice.
Yeah.
He was talking to someone about their show in 2022. I don't know if I've ever been that nervous before. And he says, you're talking about at least 3,000 people that you have to depend on to get the show right for 13 minutes. And then he said about Rihanna, oh my gosh, let me tell you something, man. She's going to do it. Super fan. Can't wait to see it. She's going to blow us away. And then he finishes with this. I know we set the bar extremely high. Well,
he did.
Yeah.
They did.
Mm-hmm. Well, they own it.
Do you guys think that she should be by herself? Because remember, there's that whole age-old argument of, like, you know, when Jennifer Lopez could command the stage herself, but they had Shakira. Do you think she'll be by
Madonna,
herself?
Rihanna
can totally be by herself.
She can, but I like it when they invite collabs. I think it's fun.
It makes sense.
Maybe Beyonce will come out.
No. It makes sense to have Eminem, who she did a song with.
Yeah.
It'd
be fun for a couple surprise guests, right?
I think that's fun.
Yeah.
It's just if it's one of her songs and they're a guest artist on her song, to come out and
100%
wedge in one of their songs. Because I remember when she played at the Grammys and this song was on the Anti album and it was 2016. And it was like, I always thought, Rihanna, I wish you'd sing more of this, Love on the Brain. Do you know that song?
I love that.
It's such a sexy, sultry song. And we were blown away at the Grammys because we're always used to seeing Rihanna kind of doing a dance number or some poppy thing. And she's, you know, this green background. And she had like a stole and a slinky dress. And she sang Love on the Brain. And we're like, oh, that is such a good song. So, and I don't know if that Calvin Harris song, you know, if he be out there, but I guess I'd like to see Eminem. I'd have to really look back at all of her
collabs. I don't know all of her collabs, but I do think it adds a little bit, and I'm not saying it minimizes at all, because Beyonce had special guests, Madonna had special guests. If we look at women, I don't think Gaga did.
Yeah, they just come out, though, for like a
That's all second. I'm talking about. That's all we're talking about here. But it would add a little.
Well, if Rihanna's doing the show, it likely means she has a new album for 2023. I think she's now gone the longest stretch beyond Adele for between albums. Because I think Adele was 5 years and I think Rihanna's been six. But the work song, Eminem can come out to do Monster. That'll be fireworks.
I love that song.
So fun. Yeah. That's the song she would have.
I'm friends with the monster.
Yeah, he would come out for that.
She has another sexy song.
Do you have Love on the Brain?
Sticks and Stones may break my bones, but Games and Sex Excite Me. Or what's that one? Her S&M?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I do have Love on the Brain right now. This one is just...
That's the last time we saw her sing live. It was at the Grammys, and she did that song, and we were blown away.
Wow.
The year was 2016.
Amazing. So, yes.
She has a ton of hits. Bring out Eminem for Monsters, and we'll keep thinking. If you need our help, Rihanna, call us. Jay-Z, you know how to find us. All right, listen, we come back. Well, we got some feedback from people who said, Don't Worry, Darlene, and It Didn't Need to Worry at the Box Office, brought in $20 million. So we'll be back.
Oh,
that story when we come back.
Wow, how is that surprising?
Thanks for hanging out with us. Happy, beautiful Monday. Oh my gosh, the weather has been gorgeous for the past few days. We are starting off our week of Project Down and Dirty Film Festival. All the different weekly daytime shows here are all out and about filming. We started today, but we're also raising money for charity. That's why we're doing this. And our charity is the Alexandra House. And
working to end domestic and sexual violence.
For all sexes.
For all people.
Yes, for all people. And we got a really nice email. I'm not going to mention the listener's name, but basically, I'm a survivor of domestic violence. And I'm so happy that our charity is the Alexandra House. They helped her out and made such a difference in her life. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you don't know what it happens to all walks of people, domestic violence, and it is just a wonderful place that people have a place for respite.
Well, it's services, it's 24-hour emergency shelter, it's legal advocacy, support groups, housing, supportive services, youth intervention. I mean, they're located in Blaine and Anoka, but they serve victims of domestic, sexual, and relationship violence across the state of Minnesota.
Right.
So it's really a great resource for the community, and I'm glad that we're raising money for them. So,
I am too. Yeah. And if you would like to donate, all you need to do is go to MyTalk 1071. Click on the Film Fest picture, and then there's a way to donate. We have $25. Patricia, thank you for your donation. We appreciate it. And as Lori said, what did you say?
People, don't look at it right now.
No, you said
we're not going to be around forever. I wish people would just, you know, give some money to one of our charities for once.
Oh, people do give money.
No, I know.
But we are just always, we're not as good at fundraising.
I don't want to say we get bored with it, but we want to like move on to the next thing. We don't like want to spend, you know, minutes and minutes upon minutes talking about it. We want to move on to what we'd like to talk about. And there's a price for that, people. We're not going to be here forever. So if you appreciate us, listen to me.
But really, it's
such a... We're not quietly quitting, I
promise. It's such a great cause. So we're going to have people on from their organizations, hopefully survivors throughout the week, sharing their stories. And we'll let you know more about the Alexandra House. In the meantime, don't worry, darling.
Oh, boy.
Can I give you my film review?
Did you see it?
I didn't see it, but a very close friend saw it.
Okay.
And this is the review. A Harry saw it, who loves Harry Styles.
I think we talked to the same person today.
Oh, okay.
Angela?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. What'd she tell you?
I love it.
Well, I'm going to share with our other friend in Hollywood, Kim Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
She posted on her Insta on Saturday morning, all in caps, "Don't go see Don't Worry, Darlene!" Exclamation, exclamation, exclamation.
Okay.
That's Kim Douglas.
She says our beauty tips.
And her husband was on...
John Abbott.
Yeah, not John Abbott. Douglas. His name was Douglas, too, his last name. He was on Young and the Restless, I think.
That was the role he played, was John Abbott. That was his patriarch name.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
Okay. I thought John was still alive. Victor is still alive. He's
from
the other gold
yes.
guy. Yeah.
No.
Okay, so Kim didn't like it. She just put it all in caps. Our friend here at work, who's a big Harry styler, she was upset because Harry was very, 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 very ugly in one scene, and she thinks he should break up with Olivia for that alone. And she said people were laughing at scenes that weren't comedy.
Exactly.
That were meant to be funny.
And we've seen everything in the trailers, and everything else is just blah, 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 Phil. And this is a massive Harry fan.
Oh, but, yeah. Well, I mean, this is who showed up on opening night. It was $20 million is what it took in. Avatar took in more.
The re-release.
Okay. So Florence Pugh did her last thing that she was obligated to do on Friday. She did one Insta post.
Okay, what'd she say?
And she said, it's here and ready to be seen. Don't Worry, Darling is in cinemas. Thank you to all who bought tickets and those who've already seen it. Whenever I watch massive, impressive movie moments on massive screens, I always remind myself there's a boom just inches from the frame I'm watching. So you see, she's talking about...
What does that even mean?
Yeah.
Or
marks on the floor just below the actor's waist. It's crazy to think each set and scene takes a large portion of the day to execute. Blah, 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 blah. This was an epic story and such a large scale to shoot, and I'm grateful to those of you who helped make this. Your dedication and love was seen daily. Thank you. So it's just...
generic blah
blah.
It's like someone went to a boring page and something and just took out all the text and put it in with a couple thank yous.
It's like Harry's explanation about his movie.
It's a movie
at the Venice Film Festival.
Mm-hmm. It's a movie that's a movie that's worth watching as a movie.
No, give it's me a movie that feels like a movie.
The movie is like it feels like a real go to the theater.
It's a movie.
Film, movie. That, you know, you kind of, the reason why you go to watch something on the big screen.
So Florence did her commitments.
It's just so bad.
It's so bad. That's why Chris Pine wasn't doing any promotions. Like, I have whatever. But Florence did one Instagram and she did all these, stills. So it had to be like a real story with at least 10 pictures, because that's about how many were in it. So she's got stills of herself on the set, but doesn't thank Olivia Wilde. But she did post one photo of Olivia next to her in a car.
Okay.
And Florence is the first artist to ever collab with Harry Styles on a song during his solo career, because they have a song in the movie called With You All the Time.
Really?
That has been released. So that's kind of happening.
Can I tell you something about, so Don't Worry, Darling made $19 million domestically, $10 million abroad.
Mm-hmm.
It cost about $35 million to make total, so they're going to make their money back.
Yeah.
It was in 4,100 theaters. Avatar was in 1,800 theaters. So that's how many they dedicated that very first weekend to Don't Worry, Darling. Yeah. I bet next weekend it drops in half.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And that's why Olivia, she did her Insta obligation to the studio that was in it. They also, 40 crew members who worked on the set of Don't Worry, Darling, signed a letter supposedly insisting there was no blow-up fight. Well, I would like to see the letter. And
why would they even do that?
It makes me think...
There was.
Yeah, of course. That just does the exact opposite. And... then there's another kerfuffle brewing.
Yes.
So one of the things...
we're talking about the movie Don't Worry, Darling.
So Kiki Layne is in the movie, and you see her in the trailer, and she was... Olivia Wilde, way back at the beginning of this, talked about casting Kiki Layne, and she should be this big movie star, and how phenomenal she is in everything that she's going to be part of the, you know, in part of the movie. And here's Kiki Layne's post last Friday with a picture of a guy she's in the movie with. They cut us for most of the movie, but we thriving in real life. The best thing about Don't Worry, Darling is I was lucky enough to meet Ariel Stockel and Satchel. And apparently he's a Broadway guy. They play Margaret and Ted in this mysterious suburb of Victory, California.
Okay.
And she's the first housewife to notice something is wrong. So people are losing their minds that Kiki was left on the cutting room floor. And that, you know, and Ariel, this other guy, you know, he kind of fed back into it. But yeah, the best thing about Don't Worry, Darling, I was lucky enough to meet a co-star.
Mm-hmm.
They cut us for most of the movie, but we thriving in real life. And, you know, it made it sound like they were not
happy.
Well, that they didn't realize it.
That they were going to be have such a minor part?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they didn't show up to any of the big premieres, though. We didn't see them.
Well, maybe they, because Olivia probably asked the studio to intervene and say that there was no money to send him to Venice. Ariel Stockel, this guy that plays Ted, he's won a Tony.
Yeah, that is her new boyfriend that she met on the set.
Well, I don't know if it's her new boyfriend. Maybe it is.
Well, that's what they said.
Yeah, okay.
Well, they're going together because he wrote back and said something else on his.
That he was happy that he met her?
Yeah.
So, and her name, you know, Kiki Lane's name is on the poster and stuff. So it was like, now people are like, oh, did Olivia Wilde cut Kiki to give herself more screen time? Because Olivia's in it.
I know.
And then our other friend.
I want you to hate watch this for us, Lori.
I don't have time to go to see Don't Worry, Darling this weekend. No. I mean, totally have time? We're filming night and day for our movie. When would you fit in a movie? I'm just curious.
We are going to be at a movie theater for a
week. Yeah, I know.
but no.
I mean, unless we do it for show prep and it's 90 minutes.
Nope, I'm going to bed this weekend. Sorry.
You are. Yeah. So anyway, but this other friend of mine, she was like, Harry should break up with Olivia Wilde for making him act in such a piece of crap.
She saw it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And then apparently, and this is what Chris Hewitt said, the New York Times said this, the New York Post said this, that it crumbles during the final half hour of the movie. And the Entertainment Insider said it had a completely different ending than what was
filmed.
What ended up being on screen.
Right, okay.
And they wondered, like, if that would have been a better ending. So if you go to Entertainment Insider and you've seen the movie or you're not going to see the movie, there's a good story, but spoilers abound.
Yes.
And I still don't know what the catch is, but from Chris Hewitt's review, it's not much of a hitch.
And you figure it out right away, according to Angela.
Yeah.
So there we go.
There we go. All right. Well,
unofficial review with not seeing it.
There you go. All right. Listen, we'll be right back. Oh, my God. The other gossipy drama that I'm going to be just completely obsessed with until this comes out and then probably when it comes out. So one of the things, unfortunately, for King Charles that has happened with the passing of his mother, Queen Elizabeth, is that the crown is coming back for season 5. And The Crown season 5 is all about the
treatment of his ex-wife.
Well, it's all, we're going to see the breakup happening. Everything is happening. It's the,
between Prince Charles and Lady Di.
Yeah. And Princess Diana. And you know that the palace is working when Buckingham Palace reminds everybody, because today The Crown season 5 trailer came out.
Okay.
They did this on, put this out on yesterday or Saturday. The palace, and they wanted to let people know that this is a drama, not a documentary, to weigh in on it. So they've got 6 weeks to work on their PR strategy, and there's already, it's already just, you know, a mess, because one of the things that Prince Charles shouldn't even be acknowledging this, because unfortunately for him, all of this is on tape in his own words, in Diana's own words. His words on the audio where he confessed to Camilla that he wished to be a tampon and live inside her forever. That's all on tape. His words. All of this stuff is their own words. So by even bringing this up, it shows you like how worried they are. Let's play the trailer. Grant posted this. The show comes back. It drops November 9th.
Buckingham Palace is issuing this statement. It is with regret the Prince and Princess of Wales are separating.
There's uproar in Britain.
After Prince Charles bared his soul to the nation, but the Princess of Wales upstaged her husband.
Speaking about her broken marriage, her life, and her future.
Allegedly a longtime female friend.
The tapes are filthy.
The palace
disgusting.
Has been left shocked and concerned by the astounding.
The allegations against the royals.
This is becoming all-out war.
Okay, so so they, by releasing, saying this is a drama and not a documentary. And they also, in this statement, and Robert Jobson tweeted something very funny. But one of the things, I just think that they should not be giving it this much
attention.
They
shouldn't give it anything.
The timing is
extremely unfortunate.
He would have had nothing to worry about, first of all, if he'd behaved like a decent person, but he didn't. And all of that is on him. They also, this insider, the palace said, people should remember there are real human beings behind this. And I thought, what funny that you are all for never complain, never explain, unless it's the Sussexes. And you never remembered that about Harry and Meghan. Charles and William, when you were given the okay for all this slurring of those two. So now they want to have the same thing for the crown. And it's not going to look good. Like, I'll give you an example of something we're probably going to see in this show. Camilla went to Charles and Diana's wedding.
I know.
You know, he continued to have an affair with her. He never really broke it off. He gave her and Diana the same wedding gift. They both got, and she wore white to the wedding. And there is a photo of her, and she's in a pretty prominent position. You can bet that we will see this in the crown. This is, they're not making that up. The writing is so easy for this guy, Peter Morgan, to do. And he did tell the Hollywood Reporter that no one's ever approached him directly from Buckingham Palace. And they did shut down filming for a week when the Queen passed. Died. And so season 5 is going to be basically Prince Charles' affair with Camilla Parker Bowles and the treatment of Princess Diana. That's going to be the entire story. And Imelda Staunton is playing Queen Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth Debicki, whom we loved in The Night Manager, is dead on for Princess Diana. Our lady from Emily in Paris, plays the boss.
Yes.
Philippine, she has a role. Dominic West is Prince Charles. And Dominic West's oldest son is Prince William.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And there's Dodi Al-Fayed. But, Charles is so worried about this that when it comes out, it's going to do something. So I think we're going to see, it'll be interesting to see what William will go along with because like any of this is being made up,
No, I think it's hard because it would be hard to watch their mom portrayed that way too.
We see Diana break free. She's so happy to get out of the royal family. That's what we're going to see. And that's what Charles knows we're probably going to see because she is a liberated woman.
They should have never married.
And it's too late now. Too late now, Julia. This is going to be such a juicy
season. When does it come out, Lori?
November 9th.
Okay.
And is when it's going to air. And we're not going to have anything. We don't know yet if there's going to be a season 6 or anything like that. And Johnny Lee Miller is playing British politician John Major. Leslie Manville is playing Princess Margaret because she was still around then. And Jonathan Pryce is the late Prince Philip. And Prince Andrew and any of his stuff will never enter the crown thing. And so it's probably be maybe one more season, but don't be surprised if they try and take Peter Morgan's CBE. His award that he got from Queen Elizabeth. It's like being
knighted or something.
Kind of a step below that, but he does have an order of the CBE, and so they're going to want to take that away. But the fact that they came out with the story this weekend to remind us that it's a drama, not a documentary. I'm like, Charles, now you're just getting people to Google stuff all over again. The millennials and the Gen Z.
Leave it alone.
Yeah,
leave it alone.
Their PR team is a disaster. Anyway. And House of Dragon, jump forward 10 years. Anyone have any thoughts on that?
I watched it.
I didn't get to see it last night.
I watched it. I thought it was great.
I got it bumped up in the excitement level.
Way. I thought it was so good.
I liked it. I liked it a lot. It made it seem like more stuff was happening.
Yes, 100%.
And a lot of stuff did happen. Mm-hmm. You know, we had a lot of dragons last night, but it was kind of...
It was juicy.
The 10 years with the two, our two princesses, or the queen and the princess.
But I really liked it. The part, the one that I had a hard time with, did you guys watch American Gigolo's episode last night?
No.
The third one? No, I didn't get to see anything last night.
They do all this time traveling back and forth, and I confused two characters, prominent characters, so just...
Be on the lookout for that.
Yeah, they started doing that in two a little, in the second episode a little bit. But so you're saying this third one, they do a lot of jumping back and forth?
They do, but one of them isn't the gigolo. One of them is the son of the people. It gets confusing. It gets very confusing because they look all alike in their younger selves.
Cool. I thought at first when I saw the new queen, I go, isn't that the old, the queen, the young girl? They look so much alike.
Yes, they did. They really did.
Those two did more so than Rihanna or whatever her name
was. Rhaenyra. Yeah.
That's a good show. Isn't that like the same actress?
Yeah.
That's a good show.
Really good show.
So, I don't know. I think I'm like, he's here. You liking this a little bit better? And he's like, well, there was more action tonight.
Yeah.
They were setting up. Quite a few things.
Yes, prior, at least in the first two episodes, or the second episode especially. I like it. I think there's a lot, there's enough going on in there. I did finish The Monster.
Oh, Dahmer.
Dahmer, whole.
And?
I don't want to say amazing because it's the most disgusting story I've ever heard, but whoever put this together,
Ryan Murphy,
and then
Evan Peters,
he should be... Nominated for this performance. I mean, he encompasses Jeffrey Dahmer like no other. And I literally, Lily pointed this out three or four times. I'd be watching it, you guys, and I'm sitting there staring with my jaw down.
I can't believe it.
And I can't turn away because it's so real.
Yeah.
And like you said, though, they don't make it too disgusting where you're freaked out. They really pay homage to these families as the series really goes on. They give you the in-depth on how they were awarded and how the civil suits worked out. So it's kind of got some light to it, but man, what a show.
It's dark. It's
compelling and dark.
Compelling and dark. Yeah. All right, very good.
Thanks, Grant.
All right, listen, Julia, I don't know if you know this Barbara Streisand news, but you're going to be very, very, very pleased.
Oh, good. All right, we'll be right back.